Aloha. Welcome to the November Shoud. Dear Chambra, you can imagine we're here on this beautiful island of Hawaii, and we're here for the November Shoud. Are you ready, Jeff? It's just so crazy.
I am. It's, you know, it's been really good being here again. And we were supposed to have had some workshops in the month of November. I think we had two or three workshops. Right. Like everything else this year, we had to cancel the workshops. We decided to come over anyway. We wanted to be back here at Villa Amio. We wanted to be here with our adorable dog Belle. We wanted to just be kind of away from things. It's been such a crazy year.
Oh my goodness.
And it felt good to just get away for a little while.
Easier to work here in a way because the distractions were so much lower that to actually get to do some work here was a pleasure. And there were a lot of projects going on here that needed some supervision.
Yeah, we're going to show some footage in just a little bit of what we've been doing here at Villa Amio since we've been gone. A lot of improvements, and I'm so excited about getting back into the live workshops in February.
Yeah.
Really excited about
really
that.
Really excited. So, really more ready than ever for you.
A lot of work being done here at the Villa to make it look even more special than ever. But kind of back to the thing, 2020 is
crazy.
Really one of the strangest years ever. And we've gone through some stuff in our lifetime. We went through the 60s, of course. We went through everything from like 9/11 and all. Nothing really compares to this year. It's
crazy.
Been so strange.
I think it's crazy.
I mean, we were literally here back in, I think it was February.
Correct.
Before the pandemic ever really broke out. And Adamus was talking about the Order of the Ark disbanding. And, of course, that was a little odd, but it didn't have a direct impact, you know, as humans here on Earth at the moment.
It's like, what does that really mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? But then he started talking about this call going out to all the angelic families, to everybody call back home. And I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. You know, try to get, you know, humans to come back, you know, much less. And but then he talked about then the whole COVID thing hit. And sure enough, everybody was called home. Asked to stay at home, and then we had the disbanding of the angelic families. I mean, and the pandemic just grew and grew. I mean, it grew from some relatively isolated cases to really a global effect on things.
Oh, and then he said, and remember, Gaia's leaving.
Right.
Remember, this is on you now, humans.
That's right. You know, humans are starting to take responsibility for the Earth. Gaia's leaving. Of course, we've seen some of the craziest weather all around the planet.
Truly.
We've had the California fires this summer, Colorado fires.
The biggest in history of the state.
Absolutely. And we Coloradans had smoke all year or summer long back home. It's just been nuts. And then, the presidential elections and the implications or the effects of that. And of course, as you noted the other day, the deaths of so many people that were close to us. I mean, you know, we had SARD, of course, but we had so many other Chamber deaths, family deaths, everything else. It's just really been one of those years.
It's kind of pushing me.
It is. And it's been crazy all the way along. However, we're still here. We're taking a lot of deep breaths. We hope you're doing well wherever you happen to be, and we hope we get to see you soon. I do want to mention, though, in spite of all the craziness, this summer back in Colorado, we did some amazing productions with Chambra. We had the very first
Beyond
Threshold
Words
event. It was huge. We had the
And people that we could never gone to that audience live. There was like from 58, 59 countries.
Exactly.
Beyond Words.
A Passion of the Merlin.
Oh, same.
Which, you know, we had to cancel the Bled events in Bled, Slovenia, and I felt terrible about that.
We both did.
We had so many people that were affected directly and indirectly. We ended up doing it in the studio in Colorado in September, and actually, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, four times the audience we could have had in Bled.
I missed the hugs. I missed the camaraderie.
We do.
But it actually turned out pretty well.
I'm ready for too many hugs.
Mm. I am too. And then, of course, after that, we had the Dreamwalker Death, the new Dreamwalker Death. So we got a lot done. For Crimson Circle, it's actually been a really good year. But for all of us personally, I think it's had its more than its shares of hardship. So not that it's any justification, but, you know, for a long time, we've wanted change and we knew change was coming to this planet. And we knew it was time for a change. We didn't know how it was going to occur, but we're seeing the change happening right before us. And the long-term implications of the change in terms of everything from society, financial systems, the way we meet, the way we work is all changing right in front of us. It's truly amazing.
Absolutely.
It's anyway, then we kicked off the new series, the Merlin I Am series, just a month ago, and not really knowing what to expect, but always trying to stay open to it, Adamus came through pretty strong.
Oh, strong? Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Very strong.
We're going to take a look at the very first shout of the new series, the Merlin I Am series, a little recap in case you happen to have forgotten, but I do remember Adamus was very, very strong. So let's take a look. Welcome to our new series, Merlin I Am. We enter into a new era with Chambre starting today. We're going to talk a lot about what it's like to stay here on the planet as a master. It has its challenges. And no group has ever gone into this. I also, as I announced, I won't be here for more than 5 years. Maybe a little less, but no more than 5 years. I'll drop in for a visit now and then. I'll drop in to entertain once in a while, but it won't be this regular guidance because you're not going to need it. There's a new wave coming in. When the planet goes crazier, people are really looking for direct answers, non-Machio real answers. And when they somehow find their way to Crimson Circle, they're not going to see a guru. No, they're going to see you, and that's going to have a profound effect on them. They've thought about it. They've dreamt about it. Meeting a real embodied master, and it's going to be you. Coming to realization, becoming the Merlin, let me go back to some of the basics on that. In the background, the master has been going through, cleaning up your crap. I'm sorry, your past experiences. The master has been going through lifetimes of past experiences and bringing them to wisdom with that magic touch, bing, like that. And when all that cleanup is done, when you reach kind of, it is a point of convergence, when the master is no longer operating in your past, so to speak. The master is now working with the human on a real-time basis. As soon as you have an experience, the master is there doing the wisdomizing bit. It's happening synchronistically. It's happening in real time. That's the point of Merlin emerging, because everything's been brought to wisdom, and wisdom occurs simultaneously with the human experience. That is realization. The planet right now is a wicked game. Mm. Oh, it's a wicked game. And it needs you here. I need you here. Mm. The planet needs you here. The ascended masters, the ones who come after you, the future, the past, it all needs you here right now. You don't have to do a lot other than enjoy your life, enjoy abundance, enjoy sensuality. But stay here. The game is really the game of the past and the future. They're the ones now at loggerheads. They're the ones that the past and the future are competing. When it's happening on a planetary basis, that's actually, it's going to be hard to go through, but it's a good sign that the planet is truly evolving and clearing itself. So you have this whole conflict of time right now. I love time. I love no time. I love free time. But I love the whole theory and concept of time. It's the glue that holds all this together. It's what creates gravity. It's what creates physics. It creates everything. Look at anything that's happening around the planet that involves basically clashes, battles, conflict. And you can trace it energetically to time, to time, to the past and the future. Neither will win. That's the amazing thing. You already know that. Neither wins. But what happens, the perception of past and future and time itself is drastically changed. And we're going to be time explorers as the true Merlin is. So the other thing we're going to do is we're going to compile a kind of a handbook, a guidebook. It's not a rule book, but these are helpful suggestions for those coming into their realization. Number one, and this goes back to Tobias, stand behind the short wall. Oh, the solutions are right there. But as long as people are fighting, taking up sides, not listening and not going within, these battles will continue. Mm. And you can't blame it on the other guy. Number two, understand that you're in the world, that you're existing in the world, but you're really not of it anymore. You've gone beyond the linear world. You can still do the and, meaning that you can exist in it, but it no longer owns you. Next in our handbook, communications. There's a new sense of communication within yourself. And it's not your spirit guides talking to you. It's not me talking to you. It's really what you could say your essence. It's really you, the true you, talking. Your body communicates with itself, in not in a language, but with energy impulses. Be aware of it. You don't have to work at it. Be aware of it. Do a little breathing, and you'll start to sense it. Your communications with others changes. The master can say a few words to someone, and there is a wealth, a plethora of energy communications behind it. It's all right there in presence. Then there's simplicity. The human mind makes everything complicated as it can be. So what the brain loves to do, it justifies the brain's existence. The master's life is simple. The master doesn't need to make it complex. And in that simplicity is not boredom, but actually the ability to perceive things they never would have perceived before. Beauty, as you simplify your energy, you now are aware of more beauty than ever. Not bullshit beauty, not things you are just kind of making up, but real, sensual, profound beauty. Next, this is the big one I want to allow some time for. Energy dynamics. Life for you has been very practical up to now. You look at things from a practical level, which is good. Once you understand the energy, then you can really affect change. That's the Merlin. When you do, everything takes on a different meaning, a different look. You no longer get entangled in all the details. You're simplifying things. And therefore, the answers are right there. They become very, very clear for you. There's an energy dynamic to everything, everything. There's an energy component, not just to things that are imbalanced in your life or in the world around you, but to everything. When you understand the energy dynamic, then you really start living as a Merlin. Dear Masters, dear Merlins, we're going to acknowledge the practicality of life in the physical, but we're now going to be addressing the energetic dynamic. That's where the change occurs. Let's take a deep breath with that, feeling into it. Life as a Merlin.
Well, that was an incredible shout. I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry that Mirab was so intense. I never thought of the word intense being part of a Mirab.
Yeah, and usually the Mirabs are very gentle, yeah. But it was almost like Adamus just kept on going full strength through that. But it was very impactful.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what he's going to have to say later today.
Oh, yeah.
In Shoud 2 of the new series.
That's agreed. So now let's go to the upcoming events. Yeah. We've got quite a few things on the plate.
Quite a bit planned, and the very first is one I always look forward to. It's ProNost. This is ProNost 2021. It's going to be January 16th online. This is Adamus' time when he gives kind of that planetary forecast and lets us know what's coming up. You know, when he first started doing the Pronost, it was because so many Schomburg were saying, well, you know, we'd like Adamus to talk about world events. Normally, he really doesn't. He talks about Chambra, our journey, what we're doing. But he finally agreed, okay, once a year, he'll do this world event overview. It's been amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what I particularly like about it is, you know, Adamus has his way. And when he does that event, when he does Pronost, it's his perspective of what's going on. And then he's gotten really quite good of, really weaving into it. How is that that effect on Chambra?
Yeah.
So that we can potentially anticipate. And when this year has been so crazy and I look back at some of the Pronost, it's like, ooh, that was on the radar.
They've been really impactful.
And again,
I hope and expect this year is going to be as impactful. So we're looking forward to doing that January 16th online. So I have a lot of Chambra around the world already signed up for it. And you have until January
15th. I'm excited and I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm ready to hear more of the future.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing it from the studio in Colorado.
Yes,
so stay tuned to see what Adamus has to say for this Pronost.
And next.
After that.
Well, that's a very important core class, aspectology. Such an important issue. It was originally Tobias material with Adamus additions to it.
That's correct.
And that's going to be January 22nd through the 24th. And that will also be from Colorado online.
And we're hosting it live, which we really enjoy doing,
spending
those 3 days with everybody. We're there at the studio with the production crew, and it's like we're all there together. So
we feel you, and it's like there's no audience in the studio, so really our energies are right there with you wherever you are, wherever you are.
After that, another one that I really look forward to is the Threshold Online. This will be the second time we've done it online. It's going to be February 12th through the 14th, live hosted once again by you and I. And when we did it recently, I think it was back in August online, it was so powerful. I mean, it took me a week to recover from it.
Both of us.
It was so intense and so powerful.
It moved a lot of energy.
And, you know, this is something we've done all around the world. And Adamus, earlier this year said it was time to film it. It was time to offer it online for all Chambra. I was a little nervous about thinking that, I don't know how this is going to go as an online class, but it was stellar.
He did an incredible job.
Unbelievable.
Incredible job. So you're ready for that again. Oh,
yeah.
And the only prerequisite is that SES is required.
That's correct.
Because that's such an important part of energy balance and really, really being able to work with the energy.
The threshold, Adamus talks a lot about being at that doorway or at the threshold of realization, and there is where the dragon awaits.
True.
I know so many Chambra have had the experience with the dragon. Some are still going into it, but this really gives you an understanding of what the dragon is, why it's there in the first place. And really, this is such a premier Crimson Circle class. I mean, I think this is absolutely stunning.
Absolutely. The people always are, you know, you might think, try to anticipate, but you can't because the experience is so personal.
We've only done it once online. Again, that was back in August. And according to the survey from the people who attended, 75% of them said it was life-changing. The other 25% said it was excellent, very good. So it has a tremendous impact. It gives great understanding of the dynamics that occur as you go into realization and why the dragon is there. I think there's often the expectation that we go into, you know, awakening and on our path to mastery, and everything's going to be lollipops and, you know, sugary and fun. It's not. It is tough.
Jeff, Adamus has never even remotly implied
never
there
implied
would ever
that.
Be that.
No, but
no
but
sugar.
It's tough, and I think people wonder why. And with Threshold, it gives such a deep understanding of why all this is there, and actually the beauty of the dragon really helping you to find all the stuff that's still kind of hidden, stuck energies.
Covered.
Dragon's going to find it. Covered up, and dragon is definitely going to find that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Threshold, it's something I love doing. It's February 12th through the 14th online, if you're ready. That brings us into the winter and spring classes and workshops that we're doing here from Villa Amio.
Yes, of course. We're very excited about that.
And as we said before, we've done a lot of work around the villa. The whole crew that's here, has been doing a lot of work. In the pandemic era, so many people really spend a lot of time fixing up their house, both literally and figuratively, but they really spend a lot of time fixing their, painting the house or getting a new kitchen or whatever. Well, we took a lot of time here to really continue to improve Villa Amio to make it just such a beautiful and welcoming place for all Chambra who come here. So we've got a, well, actually we've got a little video tour that we put together for you of Villa Amio, what it looks like now. So let's take a look at that. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. But one of the things that was really sad this year was having to cancel all the workshops due to COVID, but it gave us a chance to do a lot of improvements around the villa.
Really beautiful, as you say, and we made improvements to make it a much more suite for Chambra.
It was such beautiful foliage. We just planted it less than a year ago, and look how it's already grown in, and this pavilion is just waiting for Chambra to come back.
Truly, absolutely beautiful and full of life.
Yeah, I love all the greenery, the foliage, and The Hortensia Garden, yeah. And this is all grown in beautifully. I mean, it's such a nice area right off the pavilion. Did a lot of work up around the pool. We put in new fencing, new rails, and matching the new lanai. Of course, this is the bar area around the pool, just waiting for Chambra to come back.
The socialization area.
Absolutely. You can kind of see that new lanai there. It's the deck right off the house. It's all ipe wood, which is a beautiful wood, and of course is one of my favorite palm trees on the property.
It's called a royal palm, and the orchid.
Oh, the orchids, palms, they're all beautiful. Here's another shot of the lanai. It used to be several different levels.
Yes, and so now it's one straight level, so that when we are having our get-togethers, it'll be much more easy to socialize up there.
New rock walls along the front. I love rock walls.
Yes, you do, sorry.
And the new courtyard area.
Yes, it's so beautiful, solid, more social space.
Yeah, we replaced the old wood with concrete, and it's so nice to be out there now.
Right, right.
And in the back of the house, new sidewalk and new rock wall, a lot of rock walls, and a new stucco throughout the whole villa.
Oh, yeah, it really made it up. It made it look much more beautiful.
Much fresher.
Yes. And it's a really good material for this island. More beauty.
This is one of my favorite areas, a little meditation garden right off the pool house. I love sitting out there right about sunset, looking out onto the ocean. And here's another shot of the lanai.
Yeah, you can see it's all one level now.
Oh, there we are working.
Working. Oh, yeah, we work
and
here.
And there's bell working.
Oh, the best.
That gives you a little better view of just the beautiful one-level ipe wood, just with the baluster railings now, instead of that old planter that was there. Looks so much cleaner. And then, of course, the sunsets.
Always priceless here. The sunsets are, I just can't wait to see what it's going to be each night.
And, of course, landscape lighting for the nighttime. It just makes this look like such a wonderful Chambra retreat.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for you all to come here and enjoy the new beauty of Villa Amio in Kona, Hawaii.
We hope you enjoyed that tour. Now we'd like to talk to you more about the events upcoming at this beautiful place.
And we've had people cancel on some of the events because of the pandemic, not knowing. So we do have some openings. A few of them are still sold out, but we do have some openings. The situation here in Kona right now on the Big Island is that you need to get tested before you come here, 72 hours in advance, and then you don't have to go through the quarantine. So it's easing up. Things are getting a little bit lighter. They started the regular flights again just about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So it's definitely opening up.
Well, and I respect the fact that they were so determined to get it under control here. And they just insisted that people honor each other and wear their masks and do the right thing. And I have such respect for that.
Yeah.
coming from a state where it was totally out of control.
But things are kind of opening up here again.
Totally.
So we start out with Energy Works, first workshop in February, and that's February 20th through the 24th. We have four spaces open on that. And then we do another Energy Works right away.
We do, because there was such a demand for it. And as you know, anytime we do an event here, we limit it to less than, it can only be 36 people plus staff.
Right.
So it's always a very intimate experience. So with so many people requesting it, we, as you said, scheduled another one for March 22nd through the 26th.
So that we have about 16 spaces open for. So if you're interested in coming, you just want to get out, do a little traveling, come to the Big Island during the winter, not a bad idea.
Be in a beautiful place, as Adamus calls it.
Absolutely.
And then this continues into from March to April.
March to April.
So April 11th through the 15th, we have the Master's Code.
That's sold out, though.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That sold out right away. And we really did, I don't think we had any cancellations on that, even with the pandemic. But then we go to the Energy Works, April 21st through the 25th. That's still sold out.
Okay.
So let's forget about that. I mean, we were not going to forget about it, but there's no reason to, yeah. Then we go into May. What's in May?
Well, that's exciting. Oh, another Master Code. And that has only 9 spaces left. That will be May 5th through the 9th here.
Absolutely. Followed by the Channeling Workshop, which is May 17th through the 25th. We have a lot of spaces open on that.
Right. Well, it was added recently.
Yeah, and I love doing the Channeling Workshop. It's 4 pretty intense days. Linda and I take about 2 days to go through the basics. What is channeling? What are some of the myths of channeling? What are some of the things to watch out for in channeling? How to really get into your own energy. And then the last 2 days, we do a lot of channeling. We start out with channeling, you know, pretty small stuff, not small, but the easy stuff. And then we eventually get into channeling the big stuff, the big angels.
You know, I can't think of a place more ideal. I mean, we've done it in all kinds of places, but with the beauty of nature here and the energy that's so clear and clean, this would be a beautiful place for channeling workshops.
Oh, it really is. Yeah. And, you know, because it's so inviting and nurturing, I think a lot of people would like to take the channeling workshop, but then they're a little bit nervous, not knowing, are they going to do it? I think in all the channeling workshops we've done, we've never had anybody who couldn't do it.
Right.
Because I think we take a lot of care to go through the basics and help you to really understand, well, what is channeling? Well, basically, it's just communication. As Adama says, all energy is just communication. We learn how to bring that in and how to then bring it out, speak it out. We also talk about how to channel your pets. You don't use your English language or whatever language you speak. We talk about how to communicate and connect with pets, which is really cool because you realize it's, you know, the words, it's not the words. The pets communicate on a very different level, and it's being able to pick up on that. So I like doing the channeling workshop, and I don't have to do any channeling. I get to do a lot of observing. So that is coming up in May, and that kind of concludes our winter and spring run of workshops here at Villa Amio.
So I think it'll be an incredibly wonderful time. We hope you have the ability to come if you have the wish. So we hope to see you.
And that brings us into summer 2021.
We would love to see people in a live event. I mean, so ready for that.
Yeah. That brings us into summer 2021. We still are working on the schedule. We don't have anything. We'll be back in Colorado.
Right.
We're not sure exactly what events we're doing. Everything, you know, is kind of in the moment these days, so we're still working on that. But that being said, we do know what we're going to be doing in autumn 2021.
Yes, we do.
What are we going to do?
Well, it's very, very exciting because the first event is the Channeling Workshop in Europe, in Roost. And that, again, is a wonderful place. What we did is we took our September events that we had to cancel and brought them to 2021.
Yeah, so there was a lot of things we canceled. Sadly, unfortunately, we just kind of relocated them into 2021. It's the same workshops, I think almost the same dates, locations.
The exact same dates, just one day earlier.
Yeah, so we start off with the channeling workshop September 1st through the 5th in Rust, Austria. Actually, one of my favorite places. It's this beautiful little quaint community south
wine
of Vienna.
Country.
Wine country. Mm. Beautiful time.
They're harvesting grapes at that time, and you just see the beauty and the, and there's a very, it's a very soft energy there. It's, you know, there's a lot of water surrounding it and all the vineyards, and it's a very gentle little town.
Well, it's one of those places we keep going back to because we love it.
The
we
energy.
Know Chambre loves it. It's just a great place.
Right.
So that's wide open. Oh, registration actually opens on November 7th. For that event, you've got just a little bit of time, but it opens November 7th, and then from there,
time of the Merlin. We said we moved it all, so it's September 11th through the 12th in Bled again, and we're very excited about that. And that, again, we get to be with 450 plus Chambre.
Yeah. So again, we had to cancel it for this year. We're redoing it for next year. The auditorium actually holds about 500. This event really sells out quickly. I mean, I think last year it sold out within about 10 days after it went public. So if you're interested, do sign up early. We are going to have a great lineup, as always. 2 days being with Chambre, really kind of taking over this village of Bled, having a great time. We're going to have music, presentations, and, of course, a lot of channels.
Of course.
And so that's, remember that you have starting November 7th to sign up for it. And
okay.
That's the time of the Merlin in Bled, Slovenia.
Okay, I love it. And then following that, we have Energy Works Workshop back in the Carmaug.
South of France.
Again, we'll be at the Auberger Hotel doing the event. We very much look forward to it. Many of you know that that's a very beautiful place also, and charming and easy, and so we're excited about that.
So when we put this on the schedule for 2020, it sold out almost right away.
Immediately.
So we think when this opens up for registration on November 7th, pretty good chance it could sell out pretty quickly. So we tell you this just in case you're really interested. Don't delay, because these two events in particular, the one in Bled, the Time of the Merlin,
right,
and this one, the Energy Carmaug. Works,
yep,
in the Carmaug, south of France, they sell out pretty quickly.
Really fast.
All of these will open for registration on November 7th.
So do you realize that it'll have been 2 years since we've been to Europe when that event occurred?
I know, I realize
it's
that.
It's like, how does that happen?
Well, from going where we were going there like several times a year or more, and then all of a sudden not
blocked
to be there for a,
yeah,
couple of years, it'll be
so we're excited.
It'll be good to get back.
Very sweet.
Okay, that brings us now. It's time for Chambre News. All the news that's fit to print. Once again, as always, remember to take a look at the Chambre magazine. It comes out once a month, usually just a few days before the Shoud. All the information about upcoming events, products are in there, plus really great articles. And the articles are getting better and better. I really am enjoying the articles submitted by Chambre around the world. So if you want to know what's happening, take a look at the Chambre magazine. We don't like sending out a lot of emails, like weekly or daily or whatever. We wait once a month and put it all together in the Chambre magazine.
You can read it online. It's no big deal.
Well, it's grown from what used to be 4 pages, and now it's up to about almost 60 pages every month. That's a lot to put out.
That's a lot.
It's the award-winning Chambre magazine. We granted the awards to ourselves, but hey, we deserved it. Next, we've got a great new product that is just coming out. Great new product that just came out. A lot of you may already be familiar with it, but it is the
Dreamwalk of Realization. Doesn't that just feel awesome? I mean, you really would love to experience this. I think it's a great, great way to take time for yourself and really go into that feeling.
So Adamus let us know that he wanted to do a recording, and we thought it was going to be another Master's Pause, I Am something or other. We got into the studio, and he said, no, this is going to be a dream walk, which has a very different energy than a marab. Literally, he takes, in a dream walk, he takes us into it.
We
go very, very deep into it. So this one I particularly liked.
I mean, agree.
It was so beautiful.
I agree.
Called Dream Walk of Realization. We're going to take a look right now at just a few of the clips from the Dream Walk of Realization. Here we go. Take a deep breath together as we prepare for this beautiful and incredible dream walk. And the one thing I would note here for all of you, when it comes to realization, whether we're experiencing it together in this dream walk, whether you've already experienced it, whether you will be sometime soon, that let go of all expectations. You know, that realization is just waiting. You don't earn it. You don't climb a mountain peak for it. You don't have to have redemption. The only thing that has been in the way, you could say, is some of your guilt and shame, but with the dragon coming in, and you know what that's like, that helps you to release that, helps you to understand that you absolutely are worthy. You are God also. Incarnate on the planet, and now is the time. The real separation isn't between heaven and earth. The real separation is when one perceives that there are things outside of themselves. That's what they call sometimes the veil, but it's really the illusion that there's an inside and there's an outside. The master really realizes that this is all hers or his. It's the greatest gift of the I Am. It's heaven. It is truly heaven. But not a heaven that belongs to an unknown God. This is your heaven, and you're the God here. Now for our dream walk. There's a group that's here waiting for you. They are in a circle of honor right now, a circle of honor waiting for you. So let's go visit them. Remember, it's your energy. And all of them are facets of the I Am, parts of you. Let's go visit. You find yourself now in the center of this grand, grand circle. And as you rotate around, you look into the faces and the energies of all who have gathered here in your honor, and you start to realize these are your past lives. And what happens when you allow your realization and it then flows to them, it changes history. Not only your history, but has the potential to change the history of the planet. Now, the Merlin comes to you. And Merlin said, there's only one more thing to add to this glowing ball of wisdom. This is where you come in. So that gives you a little idea of what the Dreamwalk of Realization is all about. It's $25. It's available as a download in the Crimson Circle store. So you can download it to your iPhone or your desktop or laptop computer. It is very, very special. I really loved it. And
it's a true support.
It actually is.
It truly is. And now it's time to take a moment to thank everyone for all the people that contribute to what we do. It's just an amazing group.
It is, and we want to thank the Crimson Circle Angels, all the translators and web hosts, all the volunteers, all the people, the Crimson Circle staff, all the people that make this possible.
And the support staff.
We've been doing this for 20 years now, which
Crazy.
Is amazing. 21, well, who's counting?
I mean, literally, that's a long time. I would never have imagined that.
Well, and it keeps building, and this team around the world keeps growing. The support is absolutely phenomenal. We're at an unprecedented time in not only the history of the planet, but in our own history. As Adamus keeps saying over and over, this is the time we chose to come back, the time for our realization, the time to really be the masters on the planet when the planet really needs it. It's going through a lot of transitions right now, everything from Gaia leaving to everything that's occurring within the financial systems, the political systems, and the artificial intelligence and technology. This is a huge time of change on the planet.
You know, it's amazing because there were so many parts and pieces that all come together in that perspective. And even the fact that Adamus said that to allow realization and to stay because the consciousness of realized beings would make the greatest difference on the planet of anything right now, pure consciousness. And you can sense that.
So I kind of look at it that we spent 20, 21 years really working together with Chambra, developing a core, a solid team around the planet. And it's taken 20 years and to go through our own stuff as well, but 20 years to get ready for this point where now I really feel that the whole Chambra network is very balanced. Our staff, our support team, even our technology, we've really took Adamus to heart when he said about 3 years ago, he said, get your stuff together, get your house together. Internally, we've gone and done a tremendous amount of work with our technologies, with every system that we have to make sure it was solid and workable and efficient. We've done that now. We're here with it. And now we're actually ready for what we really came here for, to be the masters on the planet, illuminating our light and our wisdom as the Earth, this beautiful Earth and humanity go through so many changes. As we come into this time of machines with technology really advancing the human race and really helping to actually develop a whole new human species. So I look at it as 20 years of getting our stuff, all of our stuff together, plus getting the Crimson Circle systems and team together, which they really are in such a solid way.
Truly.
And now we're ready to move on to do the work that we really came here for. And that work is basically, as Adama says, sitting on a park bench or at a cafe, just radiating our light. That's the kind of work I kind of like doing. I'm glad we got through all this other stuff. We did a lot of housekeeping and house clearing and releasing and allowing. And now comes the time when we're here to do what we really came here to do. So we want to thank the entire team, as we mentioned, everything from the Crimson Circle Angels to the web host, translators, support staff, everyone. Thanks for all you've done to help make Crimson Circle what it is.
Truly, thank you.
We're going to go on break. We're going to come back to see what Adamus has to say in Shoud 2 of the Merlin I Am series. Once again, thank you for being here, and it's a delight for us to be here in beautiful Kona, Hawaii at Villa Amyo. We look forward to seeing a lot of you here soon, or we look forward to seeing you a lot of as we once again are able to travel.
Thank you all.
Thanks. See you in just a bit.